In Turkey and Syria, people are still trying to pick up the pieces after last week's earthquake. Some 40,000 have died. NPR's Ruth Sherlock has this look from Turkey about the Sanmez family that has lost 13 loved ones.
Birdsong fills the village where the Sanmez family have their ancestral home. Sparrows fly between the trees. It seems almost calm. But there's so much sadness. Merdine Sonmez says her pain is bigger than the world. In recent days, she's buried 11 members of her family. These include her niece, 44-year-old Derya, and Derya's four children, 3-year-old Emir, 8-year-old Damla, 10-year-old Yarmush, and Mehmet Ali, who was 13 and in remission from leukemia. When rescuers found their bodies, Derya still had her arms around her children. Merdine Sonmez's sister, 65-year-old Sakine, and her niece, 35-year-old Semra, are still missing.
Ben bir gövde var, yok.
She said, I can't live anymore. Like, I can't live benim adıma, like, I can't live as myself anymore.
Zaman biz iyileşir miyiz?
Can time really heal us?
They have to go because they're going to the nearby town of Islahiye, the site where Sakine and Semra are still under the rubble.
You can see people's personal possessions sandwiched between layers of concrete that mark out what were the different floors of the building. Rescue workers are standing on the top and they're shifting rubble.
Sakine's sisters, her four surviving adult children, and her grandchildren are all there. They've come from the village, from other cities in Turkey, and from as far as Paris. Sakine's daughter, Arife, speaks to us through our interpreter.
We wait and wait. They've been here for 3 days. We wait and wait, and nothing changes. It's the same. There's no sound, nothing.
No voices of people under the rubble.
They tell each other stories about Semra.
Semra loved animals, and they talked about how when a bird would come to the house, she would feed it with her hand, and that any dog she came across, any cat she came across, she would try to save.
And they talk about the last time they saw Sakine. 6 hours before the earthquake, Sakine texted her granddaughter, Eline, who studies abroad in Paris. I'm so proud of all you've achieved, she said. But can I still tell you how much I miss you?
All the families here, they're just comforting each other, hugging each other, just hoping that they're still alive somehow. But I think the realization is setting in that this may not be the case.
I asked Melike, one of Sakine's daughters, about how she sees her future now.
She doesn't feel like...
But she has to stay alive
for her kids.
She doesn't feel like she can stay alive. She has to stay alive for them. Yeah.
We will never forget this.
We say goodbye.
Thank you so much. Take care.
We get into our car and drive away. We have that choice. They don't. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Islahiye.